So the way to figure out whether a person is sensitive or allergic to one of these food groups is with an allergy test.
That's correct, right.
How good are those?
It can be very, very good, but I think it's important to understand what it does and does not tell us. And I think that's where sometimes people can get tripped up. And so we have allergy testing that can be done in two different ways. One of them is by skin test, which hopefully you will be okay with us trying to do today.
Absolutely.
But we also can get this through the blood as well. And what both tests are trying to do is actually find that part of the immune system that I had described earlier, this antibody specifically called IgE. But that is the part of the immune system that actually causes these allergic reactions. So these tests try to tell us, yes, it's there or no, it's not there. What we know, though, and this is where it can get tricky, is that we know that having the antibody by itself doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to have an allergic reaction. But if you have someone who has come and told you a story that sounds very much like allergy, and then you can prove that they have this positive test, they have this part of your immune system, it kind of, when you combine that whole story, it makes it pretty clear that they do have allergy. If you'd like, I can walk you through that procedure now.
Absolutely. So just for purposes of folks listening, Dr. Kim has a whole allergy testing kit here, and I have my arm that no longer has a shirt over it, and he has an alcohol swab, and I'm going to be allergy tested, although I'm not sure that I have any food allergies.
Sure. And so what we'll do today is we'll test you to a couple of foods that have been on the list that I just described. So I'll go through testing you to peanut and to wheat, and then we'll do two controls. One of those controls should definitely become itchy, and I'll walk you through what that will look like. And then one of those tests should not be as our negative control, and that'll be plain old salt water, which no one should have a problem with. And I mentioned before that we could do the testing by skin or by blood. One of the major benefits of doing it by skin is it takes about 15 minutes, but you'll have a result at that visit, as opposed to a blood test, which can take several days to get that answer back. And a lot of times there is a lot of anxiety around food allergy, and being able to give that answer pretty rapidly is very helpful.
Okay, here goes.
All right, well, let me start. I'm opening an alcohol swab. I'm just going to clean you off because I don't want to introduce anything from your skin, underneath your skin as well. And I'm actually going to use a pen and give you a brand new tattoo, Dr. Falk. And this is going to be strictly just to label and make sure that there's no confusion. And so now, as you can see in my tray, I'm going to open this up. And within this tray, we've got liquid versions, basically purified extracts of the different foods and pollens we might be concerned about. And there is a plastic pricker that is inside there. And I think it's important to keep in mind that this is not a needle. A lot of patients, when they're thinking about going to the allergist, the first thing they think of is potentially being stuck by a needle. But what we do is a special test called a skin prick or a percutaneous. So the idea of this is just to scratch the surface of the skin. So there should be very little, if any, pain that comes with this. So let me go ahead and do that right now.
So I have a brand new tattoo. And I've just had a nice little skin prick, which you can hardly feel at all. Truly a pricking little motion.
All right.
So didn't even know it happened. I think the most exciting part is that now I have a new series of letters written on my arm as a temporary tattoo.
Right. So in the clinic setting, now the next thing I would do is just to distract you, to not have to think about it, because occasionally it can be itchy. And the one thing I don't want you to do is actually scratch and kind of mix all the different testing together. And so we can talk a little bit more about foods. But over the next 15 minutes, I'll be keeping a close eye and seeing what is actually happening to your skin and whether there is a reaction that may happen there.